Does anybody else have a question? Yes?
Lisa, this is Linda. I was on mute. I just have one quick question.
Sure.
Is there time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Steve, my question is that you talked about, you know, giving kind of like if you're fishing and giving the guy, the way I took it kind of is getting the guy enough line to not seem needy and not, you know, and seem a little aloof, I guess is kind of the way I took it. And I guess my question is if you, you know, I have some guy friends that I've been seeing and, you know, I've kind of been, you know, if you call me great, if you don't, great. And they all just are, like, biting at the bit. How long do you do that? I mean, there's got to be, like, a time to where I need to decide. Are they just after the chase? Or is it, I mean, because I'm being elusive? Or
oh,
I am?
I can talk a little bit about Linda's experience to clarify.
Okay.
And it's really, Linda is in a great space. She's healing from a breakup. But in the meantime, she is seeing and dating men. It's more casual, and she's being really honest about her needing space and time, and she's dating other people, and are they okay with that? And all these men actually are okay with it, and they're actually clamoring to date her. So I think her question, and Linda, correct me if I'm wrong, her question was about, how long do you keep the giving them lots of room and lots of pursuing time before you try and be exclusive, or like how long is it normal or natural to be doing the chase thing? Is that right, Linda?
Yeah, kind of that, and kind of like you know, I don't want to be so elusive that it's kind of like, oh, she doesn't really care, you know, where she's just.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I think from a guy's point of view, you must be sending out some sort of message that you're not ready. And so that makes them fear either rejection or failure. So they're not going for it as hard, maybe.
But they are still calling, so it's an interesting scenario.
I guess the interesting thing to me is that they're calling and pursuing pretty heavily, almost like, listen, I need to date with you this evening because I know that you'll be going out with someone else if I don't. And so, you know, that kind of thing, and it's great and it's fun, but it's kind of like, where do I finally go, okay, is it because it's the chase that all these guys are being so attentive? And then if
Part
I finally
of it
say,
is.
Yeah.
I think what it is you are the prize. See, like, you didn't do anything directly, but they've got this you're a prize. That comment that if I don't date you, somebody else will. So that means you're pulling them with the hottie sweetie, probably a hottie more than the other, but you've got the hottie sweetie going for you, and probably a person. And are you a pretty good pal, too? You kind of fun to be around?
Oh, yeah. I go hiking and biking and do all kinds of stuff with them. And so, you know.
All right. Well, you got mega attractive bait. And it's more a matter of you getting ready and then you decide when you want to go forward. It's not them. They're positioning themselves. They're crowding around the pond trying to, you know, throw their bait out there. And they're you know. Or I got it the other way around. They're in position to bite on your bait. So it's more a matter of you when you decide that if there's one that you think is – that's why I say not all the catches are the same. They come in different sizes. So you need to evaluate which one you think you like better or is better for you or you're a better match or he's going to be the partner that's going to create the love magic that you're after. And then you just take a chance, and that's part of it. You have to be fearless, and so maybe there's some fear.
That's the hard part because, it'd be one thing. I'll go out on a date, and I'm like, God, this great guy is great. And then I go out this other guy, and I'm like, wow, this guy is great.
Well, you're fishing right now.
Some people would love your problem.
I know. She could teach classes, really.
Yeah. How to throw them back, and that's – you know, you catch men, you get them on that line, and you have to size them up, and you throw back the small ones, and you keep the good one, And that's
well, my history is I keep the bad one, and so I'm really trying to be selective.
Okay. Well, then you have to study the bait. I have a thing called the big fish test. So you'll have to take a better look at that. That's in Mineralite Fish. And I had mentioned, I think on my website, you also get 3 free ebook downloads. So if you like looking through PDF files, I have that on there. So if you go to that website with Lisa, you can find the big fish test, and you create a score, and it's some way of quantifying that. But it sounds like you got some pretty good guys going. So
she's doing a good job of screening, which is really awesome.
Yeah. And so I think really maybe you need to be with your friends a little bit more, and so you're balanced and ready. And less fear, and then go for it. Sounds pretty interesting to me, pretty exciting.
I know, it is exciting. Thanks, Linda.
It's confusing sometimes, but...